and it is 10:15, or near close enough. And so it's time for Wayne's 4x2. Need some entertainment this weekend, but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services. You're cozying up by the TV with a nice cup of tea or a hot choc under the blanket, looking for something to watch. Well, don't worry, Wayne Massingham is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Cameron. Staying inside because the Sydney weather's, yeah. It's got to end soon. Like, it's just miserable, yeah. Miserable stuff.
Well, it at least it's good movie watching weather, right,
absolutely.
Wayne?
Absolutely.
So,
yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, shall we get stuck into it? What have you got for us?
Yeah, well, this one you'll have to venture out into the Sydney weather. but I think it's like easing off on the weekend. So get out there and get out to the movies. And I'm going to talk about a film that opened last week called The Life of Chuck. This is another film that's based on a Stephen King book, actually just a novella that came out in 2020. And this is directed by Mike Flanagan, who's much more well-known for sort of horror. He's done quite a few Netflix horror films, but he's lent himself to this one, which is more of a fantasy drama. It's told in three acts, and it's pretty... I haven't read the novella, but what I'm being told, it's very true to the novella, done in three acts, and they're sort of told backwards. And the first one is about a teacher called Marty. He's played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, and basically he's trying to cope with the world falling apart. The internet's down, there's natural disasters, there's just chaos in the world, and it feels like it's end times. And as he's doing this, every time he goes around the town he lives in, he sees these huge billboards saying, Charles Krantz, 39 great years, thank you, Chuck. And he's he's very mysterious, doesn't know who this person is, but he's trying to cope with the world ending. And then as we go into the other two chapters that work backwards, we find out who Charles Krantz is, who Chuck was, and we look into his life as an adult and then further into as a young boy and as a teenager, and what he went through, the tragedies he's gone through, and then how he's lived his life. This is a sort of film I found really fascinating. I don't think it all works together. I think the first chapter, the one concerning the teacher, is probably the strongest. But it's, as we were talking off air, sometimes an ambitious film that doesn't quite work is still worth watching. So that's how I would describe this film. Tom Hiddleston comes into the film. He plays Chuck. But I think the standout, as I said, is Chiwetel Ejiofor, an actor I've really got a lot of time for, who plays the teacher in the first story. So a very interesting film, I guess, a film about how to live your life, how to get through life, what you should achieve in the face of personal tragedy. So an ambitious film that doesn't always work, but I think one may be worth checking out. That's The Life of Chuck, and that's in cinemas right now.
I remember seeing the trailer for this movie and going, oh, this is a Stephen King, based on a Stephen King novella. Okay, interesting. It doesn't look like Stephen King's usual fare. And then also directed by Mike Flanagan. It's like, oh, this isn't what I expected Mike Flanagan directing either. It feels... I would expect Mike Flanagan to direct a Stephen King novel, but not this Stephen King novel.
Well, that's the thing. You think, oh, it's a perfect matchup of horror director, horror writer. Yeah. But he's chosen a sort of fantasy drama life, which is, I totally agree, it's not atypical for Stephen King or for Mike Flanagan. But I'm glad he had a go at it. And as I said, I think it's got a lot of merit in the film, even if it's not like a five-star film. But I think it's worth seeing for sure. It's still an interesting film to watch.
Yeah, it does look interesting. I might venture out into the rain this weekend and have a look, maybe next weekend. What's your second recommendation this week, Wayne?
Well, we were talking off air. I know, Cameron, you've been watching the show Mobland on Paramount Plus, which I haven't caught up with, but I have just recently finished another show on Paramount Plus that's called The Agency. And this one, I think, is really excellent. And it's a spy thriller. It's based on a French TV show, which I haven't seen, but I think a lot of people have, called The Bureau. But in this one, it's the agency is the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. And this one, 10 episodes in total. It's got a massive cast headed by Michael Fassbender, who plays an agent whose code name is Martian. And he's been in Africa, in the Sudan, for 6 years. but he's asked to come back to London because there's a big operation going on in Belarus. And that's the central part of the show. There's an agent in deep down embedded in Belarus called Coyote, and he maybe is going to be uncovered. So they're trying to work out how to get him out of there without any drama or him being killed. So that's the base of the show. It's a very, very slow burning. It's not like a high action spy thriller. It's very much a slow burning. A lot of people talking in rooms. We go into their personal lives. There's a few other offshoot stories concerning the Sudan and China and Iran. But the Belarus operation is the central part of it. And as I said, it's a huge cast, not only Fassbender, who I think is one of the best actors on the planet, but Jeffrey Wright, Joni Turner-Smith, Catherine Waterston, John Magaro, Richard Gere. There's quite a few others. So big show, big cast, and yeah, really enjoy it if you want to watch a really well-acted, slow-burning spy thriller. And they have renewed it for season two, so that's good news if you do enjoy it.
There you go. That's yeah. What we're waiting for, right?
Yeah.
Has it been renewed? Yes, fantastic.
Yeah. So it's always nice to know that before you dive in going, at least there's going to be another season two. So that's The Agency, and that's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, no, I'm really liking this cast. I remember seeing posters for this about, and it looked interesting. I mean, I'm always drawn in by Jeffrey Wright as well, particularly Michael Fassbender.
I love,
goodness. Always a treat to watch those two go at it. So this looks like a good one as well. Well, you're on a roll this
Jeffrey
morning,
Wayne. Yeah, Jeffrey Wright is great. Yeah.
And what's your third rec this week, Wayne?
Okay, well, this is slightly different, and it's not probably, I guess, maybe something I'd normally be into, but I was fascinated by it, and I'm glad I watched it. It's called Fallout. This is, I guess, a post-apocalyptic drama. There's seemed to be quite a few of these in the last few years, and it's also based on a video game, which I'm not familiar with the video game because I don't really play video games, but similar to The Last of Us, which is based on a video game. But this one apparently is quite big, Fallout, and it's on Prime, Amazon Prime, eight episodes. And I tell you what, I haven't played the video game, but the world building in this show is fantastic, and that's what impressed me the most. It's set two centuries. There's a great war that happens in the future in 2077 between China and the US, and basically there's a nuclear holocaust. So it's set two centuries after that, and in this world, basically, society's collapsed. There's a lot of chaos and on top of the Earth, but underneath the Earth, we have fallout shelters. And that's where, I guess, a lot of society remains and survives in these fallout shelters. And the central character in this first season is Lucy, played wonderfully by Ella Purnell, the English actress. And she leaves one of the vaults, one of the fallout shelters, to go looking for her father, who's been kidnapped by Wasteland Raiders. Her father's played by Kyle MacLachlan. And that's the base of the story, about her heading around this wasteland of Earth, mainly around California. You see some great shots of LA with remnants of what used to be there. And she encounters a lot of strange beings on the way. And that's the base of the story of it. And as I said, the most impressive part is just the supreme world building. It just looks amazing. As I said, Ella Purnell is wonderful. We also get the great Walton Goggins, who's just good value in anything. As I said, we also have Kyle MacLachlan. And again, this has been renewed for a second season. I think it's got a huge budget, but I think they're pretty happy with the results. So if you like your post-apocalyptic dramas based on video games, then I'd suggest Fallout. Might be for you.
I don't even think you need to be a video game fan. You can just really eat this. I mean, I did. I watched it over, I think, two weekends with a friend of mine.
Yeah,
just absolutely just loved it. It's really, really great. I know of the Fallout games. I've played a little bit of them, but my friend is a really big Fallout fan, and she loved it.
Okay.
Just absolutely adored it. So yeah, it's a really great film. Really great series. Yeah. Walton Goggins, endlessly watchable, and Ella Purnell.
He is so good. Yeah. And it's hard to explain his transformation, but be surprised by it. But it's a really interesting show, and I think great concept. And I agree, you don't have to be a video game person to get into a show like this if it's so well made.
Yeah, allows you to enter the world without having any to do any prior reading, which is what you really want.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Great recommendation, Ren. Great pick. You got an album for us to finish up, right?
I definitely do. It's one, again, another album that came out a couple of weeks ago, but I've been really digging it, played it a lot. It's the new album from a Boston band called Clifford. This is only their second album. They're a four-piece band, and the album's called Golden Caravan, and really, really enjoying it. It's no-frills, sort of straight-ahead indie rock, very melodic, though. The main man is a guy called Miles Chandler. He's the vocalist in this band, and he wrote every single song on the album, so it all comes through him. And it's just a really great melodic indie rock album, bit of touch of 90s grunge, a bit of touch of heartland rock, great guitars, so I can't really say much more than other than if you like a good guitar album, maybe a great guitar album, then I'd really recommend Golden Caravan from a Boston band called Clifford.
Yeah, that sounds good, Wayne. I love a bit of melodic guitar. This is just nice and simple, nice and clean, right? Just straight down the middle. A solid album.
Exactly. Yeah. Really, really enjoyable. Very easy to play. Easy to listen to for sure.
Great, fantastic. Love this one. Do you have a recommendation to play us out on from this album?
Yeah. Well, let's go with Inkblot. My favorite song on the album. Really great guitar on this. Just keeps building and building. And you really, really digging this one. I think it'd be a great song live. Apparently Clifford, from what I've been reading about them, are a really great live act, so I'd love to hear Inkblot live. So let's go with that song.
Fantastic. All right, Wayne, well, thanks again for another great set of recommendations this week, and stay dry, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, hopefully we get some better weather next week. See you, Cameron.
See you, Wayne.
Bye.
That was Wayne Messingham for Wayne's 4x2 here on the Thursday Daily.